A Jewish Journal article. Hanukkah, Maccabees, story reenacted at drive-thru. Wielding a hammer and shield, Judah the Maccabee resisted an order from the arrogant, fart-breathing, broccoli-loving King Antiochus that the Jews cease all religious practices. The choreographed fight scene that followed between the protagonist and antagonist of the Festival of Lights unfolded not in the land of Judea, or even inside a conventional theater, but before a backdrop erected in a downtown Los Angeles parking garage as part of the family-friendly Maccabees, a drive-through experience. Featuring 12 live actors, a giant inflatable menorah and a trio of stations consisting of live reenactments of the Hanukkah story, the interactive and experiential drive-thru, an increasingly popular form of entertainment during the COVID-19 pandemic that has allowed people to come together without getting out of their cars, concluded a limited 5-day run on Sunday, while drawing families from all backgrounds, Rabbi J.J. Dutchman, creator of the drive-thru, said. While 95% of all in-person celebrations were canceled, we were able to maintain this and bring it to Orthodox, conservative and Reform families and even non-Jewish people, Dutchman said in an interview. Maccabees was held in a multi-level parking garage near the Staples Center. On Sunday, I attended the drive-through with my dad and 4.5-year-old nephew, who barely could contain his excitement as staff people dressed up as dreidels and Maccabees waved our vehicle inside the garage. Inside, a sign explained that by tuning into 93.1 on the FM dial, we could hear music and dialogue from the show. This was pretty cool, as was the giant inflatable menorah that was set up at the entrance. After we drove through, a masked staff person asked us if we wanted to have our photo taken. Then we arrived at the first station, where a video featuring a turban-wearing narrator provided historical background for the Hanukkah story, explaining how it was set in Judea during the reign of the Seleucid Empire, among other information that likely went above my nephew's head. At the second station, a live actor portrayed the priest Mattathias, Judah's father, who defied a guard that had been dispatched by Antiochus to stop the Jews from celebrating Shabbat. A fight scene ensued. The final station depicted the ultimate showdown between Judah and Antiochus. Crowd-pleasing swordplay led to Antiochus' defeat, which segued into Judah discovering oil in the wrecked temple, oil seemingly enough for one night but miraculously lasting for 8. The rededication of the temple, the basis for Hanukkah, which literally translates to rededication, followed. The 30-minute drive-through blended education, family-friendly theater and only slightly irritating bumper-to-bumper traffic. Lasting a breezy 30 minutes, the event also underscored how community leaders like Dutchman have not let the pandemic get in the way of offering programming for the community. The final video segment of the drive-thru offered a brief message about Dutchman's recently launched nonprofit, Power of Youth, which he founded with his wife, Frumi, and which seeks to provide children with opportunities to discover joy. Judging by the smiling faces of children attending the drive-thru on Sunday, the husband and wife team are succeeding at this worthwhile mission.